Today's daf is daf mem. So we got to the bottom of Lamed Tes Amud Beis. Two lines up. Amar Rabbi Zera, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Amar Rav Ashi, Amar Rebbe. Eved Shenas Es Bas Chorin Bifnei Rabbo. If an Eved attempts to marry a Bas Chorin in front of his Rebbe in the presence of his master, Yotzlacheres, he goes free. So Rashi explains, Tav of Mem. Yotzlacheres Dilav De Shacharei Lo Havashavikle Luminis of Bas Chorin. Had the master not freed him, he wouldn't have permitted him to get married. So if the master's observing the wedding, it must be that he had, even though we didn't see the Shechera, we never heard of the Shechera, it must be if he's permitting it now, there must have been a previous event where he had freed the Eved. So Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, Kokach Yesh Biarcha, you have such a power to say such a thing. Vani Shona Akos, I taught a different way. Hakosev Shtar Erusin L'Shivcha. So if the master himself writes a Shtar Erusin to his Shivcha, he wanted to marry his Shivcha, Rabbi Meir Omer Mekudeshes. Rabbi Meir thinks it's a good Kedushin, but Chachamim, who we hold like, Chachamim Omer Eino Mekudeshes. So there, where the master is performing the actual Kedushin, we say it's not good. So certainly in a situation where he's simply observing the Kedushin, it shouldn't be good either. So the Gemara says, a situation where we say that the Eved marries Bas Chorin, it works. It's in a situation where Kedama Rabba Bar Rav Shila Kishirabo Heniach Lotfilm. It's a situation where before this we saw that the master had placed the tefillin on the Eved himself. By doing such an event, by wearing the tefillin, that was showing that he is Cheres, is in need of Cheres. And now afterwards he's getting married, so now we see there was a previous Shechor, and now he's a Ben Chorin and he's allowed to get married. So Hachanami Kishirabo Hisiu Isha. So here too also where he's marrying his shivcha as a wife. So that should be a shiloh then, right? That's the question. So this is supposed to be an answer. How does it answer the question though?
I think it's borrowing a statement from Rabbi Shila somewhere else. Just like in another place where he said when the rabbi himself puts it on.
So later on, right, Rashi Lakama, later on he's going to tell us a situation where he had put the tefillin on the Eved, and that serves as a maisa of shechor of some sort. So here too also, Rashi says, Hisiyo Isha di'ilav di'shachrari lo havim avid isur ayado. So he's the one, he's the Messiah of the Kedushin. He's the one performing the Kedushin here. He would not do this Isser had he not freed her previous to this. So therefore, the very fact that he's performing the Kedushin tells us that it's okay.
What's the reason why she wasn't Mekudesh according to the previous, according to
Where the Gemara is about to explain why that is. So in a situation where he is observing the wedding, he's not the one getting married, he's overseeing the marriage, that's good. Because he wouldn't be doing this, he wouldn't allow her to do an Isser had he not freed her before him. So then the Gemara asks, so wait a second, but if he married herself, he tried marrying the Shivcha himself, there Chachamim says it doesn't work. And the Gemara asks, "Mi ika midi di la'avdei lo mavi la'isura b'vi'ihu avid isura?" Doesn't make sense. If he's observing her marrying someone else, we would there we say he doesn't let her get an isur. He must have freed her before him. But here, when he's marrying her herself, how could he allow himself to get an isur? So shouldn't we also assume that there was a previous shechor as well when he's trying to marry her? Why the Chacham say it's not a good kedushin? So Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Chacham B'may Eskin, what are we dealing with here? Damar La, he says to her, Tzi'i bo v'skad shibo. There's a very specific case here where he attempts to marry her. He says, leave with this and get married with this. So Rashi explains here, Tzi'i bo v'skad shibo, Kolomar. Ida Amar v'skad shibo, if he simply said to her, marry me, great, just that alone, he says, marry me. Vadai shechra mikar. It certainly was a situation where there's a freedom beforehand. He must have freed her if he's marrying her right now. Aval hash, but now he gets things get confusing. The Amar Allah, he says to her, tzibo, and he also says vizkachibo. You should go out, you should become free with this, and you should also marry me with this. Exactly. Vizeh yehelecha shtar shechra v'shtar erusin. I want this very document to serve both as a shtar shechra and a shtar erusin. So meaning there was not a previous shechra. So now, Gali Milsa de lo Shechor el Bahai, he's using this text, this shtar, for both the Shechor and the Kedushim. That's the question, will that work? So the Gemara explains out that Rabbi Meir Savar, Yesh Belashon Hazeh Lashon Shechor, that this does qualify as a Lashon Shechor. When you say it, Rashi says, Harayat Mekadesh Li, that's a Lashon Shechor. V'Halchikamar, he's saying to her, Harvi Ruya Liskadish Li, Bo Viskadish Bo, I want you to be right to marry me. So that is you can only be right to marry me if you're being freed. So that does qualify as a shechor. And their ban savri ain belashon hazeh lashon shechor. Kedushin has nothing to do with shechor, and therefore they think it's not good.
But what did he give her? He gave her a shtar shifra or star kiddushin?
It's the same thing. He gave her a document, and he wanted this document to serve as both the star shifra and the star kiddushin.
He wrote in it both?
He wrote in it both, right. Sibo, viskad shibo. So now, since you're using the same document, we know for sure that there wasn't a previous shichra. If he wrote his kad shibo, he would only marry her had there been a previous shichra. We don't know about it, but there must be. But once he's indicating that he's using this star as the shichra and the kedushin, which tells that there was no previous attempt for a shichra, so now does a lashon of his shtachri, rather his kad shibo, does that work? Is that effective of a lashon shichra? That's the debate. Does kedushin work for shichra? That's the debate here. But again, if he just simply married her.
It is okay, it's just that he's actually giving her a shichur, or no?
No, the machlokes or meir chum is, when you say vizkat shibo, does that qualify for lashon of shichur or not?
Okay, so but here was he actually says tzeibo vizkat shibo.
Right, but sibo, he wants sibo, it's coupled with his kachibo together. Rashi doesn't address that point.
Why,
that is a good point.
Why wouldn't it be? I mean, he's giving a good shikra and then she's giving
Saying tzeibo, but I don't think the shtar says tzeibo. I think the shtar just says.
So he's giving her a shtar kiddushin and saying tzeibo. That makes sense. Right.
Because Rashi says that the question is whether mikudeshesli means be mekadesh to me, be bright to be mekadesh to me.
So he says, to effect, he says, Sibo and his Kachibo. Sibo, he's indicating that he wants to use this as the Shtar Shichur as well.
Right. He's giving her a Shtar Kiddushin and saying, Tzeibo.
Right.
I think then it would make sense that he's not, because he's actually not doing any.
So you're implying that, let's say he wrote in the get, in the Shtar, Tzeibo, and let's say he also writes for his Kachibo, can that Shtar work for both?
It would seem like it should. I mean, it's why. I think the whole question is, can you do once? The whole it would be probably a question of, can you do a star for
right,
things
exactly,
the
double
time,
up. You know, some mitzvah chavilas, or something like that.
It's a mitzvah.
So that concept of. Okay, well, it sounds like according to Rabbi Meir, it does work though for both. It sounds like it's going to be first a shichur and then it's going to work as a kedushin. That very same star works for both. And the only reason why it doesn't work for the chachamim is simply because it's kedushin is not a lashon of shichur.
Right, it seems from here that it says, right, it seems that he, right, from this it seems that he's only giving her, he's saying that it, within the lashon of Harei Ad Mekudeshet Li, this also implies a shechur.
Right. Okay. Marnah, it says, Amr Bishub ben Levi, Eved sheniach tefillin bifnei rabo, yatz lecheres. If an Eved puts on his tefillin in front of his Rebbe, so then that's going to be a indication of freedom. Rashi explains. So we know the chayiv mitzvahs, but only chayiv mitzvahs that are not time bound. Any time bound mitzvahs like a woman, they're potter from. So if he puts the tefillin on, that shows he must be free. He's a full fledged Jew at this point. So Rashi explains, or rather Tosos writes here, kisharabo haniach lo tefillin. What's the svara? Velo mishum de lo ma'abid le isura to mevarach aleihem v'ika brachal vatala. Not because, he violated an Isser. Because we said before that the master wouldn't allow his shifchor Evid to violate an Isser. So here it goes. So what's the Isser? What's the Isser he would have potentially violated? So don't say it's because if he's not chayv mitzvah, it's filling, he's saying a brach lotala. That's not the reason. Because the ha-sukkah and lulav and shofar v'kama mitzvah asay sha'noshim b'mivarchos. You're allowed to say a bracha even if you're not chayv. I mean, Rashi says, Tosus rather indicates, Evid is allowed to wear tefillin. He's certainly allowed to wear tefillin, and he's allowed to say bracha if he wants. He just doesn't have to. So what's the raya then, if he's allowed to wear? The raya is, Ela mishum de'ein avadim ragilim betfillin, v'ilav de'shachar elu havamanichle. Since avadim don't normally wear tefillin, he wouldn't have worn tefillin. Just like women don't wear tefillin, even though they might be allowed to, but they don't. So if they were to wear it, it'd be coming out of the ordinary. So to an eved, since they normally wouldn't wear it, by them wearing tefillin, must be it's out of the ordinary and indicating that they're free. That's what Tosus points out. Not because of the iser bracha v'atala. So the Gemara asks now, Mesive, lo vehimanu rabo, oshasa rabo abotrapas. Let's say the master borrows money from him, or he makes the master makes the Eved apotrapas, oshaniach tefillin b'fnei rabo, or the Eved himself puts on tefillin, oshakarish shlosha psukim b'beis knesses, he allows him to learn in the beis knesses, b'fnei rabo in front of his Rebbe, hareze lo yot lecheres, these are not indications of going free. But we see here, hiniach tefillin doesn't work. Above we said, hiniach tefillin does work. So, Amar Rabba bar Rav Shila, kisher Rabba hiniach lo tefillin. No, the answer is, when he himself wears tefillin, that's not a raya. He's allowed to wear tefillin if he wants to. Even if he's pater. Even a woman's allowed to if she wants to. It's a situation where the master himself is putting the tefillin on the eved, where he's showing there's some level of chiyuv there. That's when it's an indication of yatzil chayrus. The brice that we said it's not an indication where he put it on himself, when the eved himself put it on, that's no indication, that's not yatzil chayrus. Gemara now says, Kiyasa Rav Dimi Amar B'Yochanan, when Rav Dimi came, he said in the name of Rav Yochanan, Misha Amar B'Shas Misasa Ploni Shifchasi Ali Shtabduba, Lacher Mosi. A person says, at the time when he's dying, he says, I want my Shifcha not to be enslaved anymore after I die. So what happens? Lacher Mosi, after he dies, Kofin is a Yorshin, they force his children, the Kosin La Get Shifcha, they force them to write a Get Shifcha for her to go free. How much? Not necessarily Shchemir, I don't think so. It's Shas Misasa. It's simply it's a mitzvah l'kayim divrei emes. It's a tzava he gives, but not necessarily shchemir. Shchemir is different, that we're concerned if they don't listen to him, he's going to die. He needs a certain amount of menuchas nefesh. Here, I don't think it's necessarily that case. So he just a tzava he gives. So he gave the tzava to free her. So after he dies, we force the Yorshin to write a get shechra to her. So Amru Lefanov, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Yassi, they both say in front of Rav Dimi, Rabbi, Iyata Moda Shibaneh Avadim, are you not going to admit that the children are still Avadim? So what does that mean? So Rashi explains, Iyata Moda De Al Yishtabdu Eino Lashon Shechra. Not to enslave, it's a passive statement. It's not a Lashon Shechra of positively freeing her, Velo Lashon Hefker, it's not being Mafker either. So what it means is, don't put all this slavery on top of her, don't work her so hard. But she's still an Eved. She's still a Shivcha. About Vlados, Hayotzim, Mimenu, Me'achshav, Avadim, him. Any children moving forward is still going to be considered Avadim. Uvamai Kofin, L'Shachar, why do we force the Yorushin to free her? V'yafsidu Vlados, and lose out on all the Avadim that are going to be produced after this point. Mikan L'Aba. Shlo Tzavai Vim Kain. He only said, don't put tremendous work on her. But he never said to free her. So, Kiyasa Rav Shmuel by Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. He quoted another statement of the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Mi shamar b'shas misasa ploni shivchasa karas ruach asasali yasela karas ruach. If he says a different statement, that why I want you to do karas ruach, I want you to give her something very nice. She did so much nice things for me during my lifetime. I think it's time now we give her something nice. So what do we learn from this? What's the implication? So then kofin es yorshin ve'osin la karas ruach. There we do force the yorshin to free her. Why? My time a mitzvah l'kayim divrei meis. In that situation, we consider it mitzvah l'kayim divrei meis. He wanted karas ruach. What's karas ruach? Says Rashi, ve'osin la karas ruach, ve'im ein rucha niskara, below shichra yishachruhu. Meaning, it sounds like from this Rashi, you kind of doing stages. You don't necessarily free her. But let's say you say, we're going to be easier on you. You only have to work 9 to 5 this year. Or 9 to 3. Or they can lower, if she doesn't get karas ruach, unless she's completely free, so then you have to give her the freedom. Very different than the previous discussion, with Ali Shtabdu, that simply means don't enslave her, but it doesn't mean you free her, just don't give her any work. In this case, Karas Ruach ultimately will mean she wants to be completely freed, and you would have to listen to the tzava of Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei HaMes. Gemara now says halfway down, Amar HaMeimar HaMafkir Avdo Oso Eved Ein Lo Takana. If a person's Mafkir is Eved, that Eved's stuck. He has no Takana. There's no way out. So what does that mean? My Taima. Guf Elo Kani. The Guf is no longer owned by the Rabbo because he was Mafkir. But the problem is, the Isurahu Deika Gave, but there still is an Isser that's stuck with the master. The Isurah Lamatzi Makne, the Isser is not in the world of Mamnus. You can't be Makne, you can only be Makne Dine Mamnus. You can't be Makne Dine Isser. You can't be. So now they're stuck. There's some attachment of the Shivcha or the Eved to the master of an Isser, but you can't cut that ties with a Shtar Shichra, with a Shtar Shichra. We need a Kinyan.
With a Shichra, he would be.
Yeah, no.
No, the Gemara is going to say in a second, Ein Lo Takana. He has no takana.
Exactly.
He did. The Gemara is about to ask that. The Gemara is about to say that.
Right.
So, ein lo takana means he has no takana. A get shichra. Before this, we said get shichra. Exactly.
Right.
So, Gemara says, wait a second. What do you mean? V'amalei Rav Ashi l'meimer. Andy's mechavin to this. V'amar ula amar v'yochanan rabbi chiyah ba'avin amar rav. Echad zev echad zev yotz l'cheres b'tzara get shichra. You need a get shichra, and the get shichra works to be mevatel the iser. So, amalei tzarech. You're right. You need it. V'ein lo takana, but it doesn't work. You need something. But the get shichur doesn't work. The get shichur only works if there's dini mamonis there as well.
What's that? Well, I don't get the answer.
The answer is that you need it. We have this case sometimes also when it comes to the situation of a mitzora. Mitzora, it doesn't have any hands, any thumbs. There's no right thumb. So what are you supposed to do? Is you put it in the left thumb. And some say, I think Rabbi Shimon said you put it on the stump. But the other opinion says, no, you need something. Tzarech v'ein lo takana. You need to do the dam, or the oil to be placed on the thumb. But there is no thumb, so the guy's stuck. So this too also, you need a get shechor to be free, but it doesn't work.
What's the point?
What's the point in what? Why he did the hefker? He didn't know. Poor Evan. Igadamri. Another version of this discussion goes as Amar Amemar Hamafkir Avdu Umes. Oh, so Evid ain't lotakana. This we saw the other day, was it yesterday, I think? If the master is Mafkir's Evid, and then he's supposed to give the Get Shechor, in that case the Get Shechor will work. But the master dies before he's able to give the Get Shechor, that's the type of Evid who has no takana. My time. Gufe lo kanile. The guf is no longer kona. There's no dini mamnus anymore that the master owns. It's only the isur hu de ikagave. There still is an isur that the master has, and the master can undo that isur with the get shechor. But the problem is he dies. Vi isur livrei lo moris, and you cannot be morish to your children isur. Dini mamnus. Yerusha's dini mamnus, but not dini isur, and that isur doesn't pass down. So now the evid stuck with the get isur, with a dini isur, and there's no way to free him of it.
According to this, he would be able to. Once if he's mafker and he gives him a get shechor, he would be okay.
Exactly. Only if he dies, right, then he's stuck.
Right. Because that's what we learned before.
Exactly, right.
Right.
So Amalei Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says to Amemar, V'ha kiyaser Rav Dimi, Amar Rav Yochanan Rav Dimi to Usahi. When they came and they presented this statement in the name of Rav Dimi, they said that... Oh, that's the answer already?
Yes, Rav Dimi, Amar Rav Yochanan question.
Oh, so didn't they say that it doesn't work? That the kinyan doesn't work? No, the Rav Dimi Tosi, that was a mistake. Really, it does work. The master can give the get shechor. Mm-hmm. So Amar Lei, my Tahu, so what was the mistake? The lo Amar B'lashon Shechor. He didn't say B'lashon Shechor. That's why it was a mistake. What do you mean? Who didn't say the Lashon Shechor?
He said Hefker.
But we're saying his halacha is a mistake.
He didn't say
the tzivoy. Aren't we saying that the Lashon Shechor is the details of the case? I thought we were saying the halacha was a mistake. Okay, so we're going back now for a second. Hold on. So Rav Ashi asks a Meimar, says to a Meimar, above we had Rav Dimi, the name of Rav Yochanan, who said that if the Adon said to his sons that I'm going back to a different point now. Going back to Al Yishtabdu. We said Al Yishtabdu, there we don't force him. We said we force him, and then Rav Dimi says we do force him. The other way around, I'm sorry. The psak was, if he says Al Yishtabdu, don't enslave her, the psak was to force him. And then we said not to force him.
So we see the children could write a get shechor because it says kofnes a yarshim a kosvan le get shechor.
Okay. So we're saying that point.
Right.
And he's a mistake that you're not really not allowed to write the get shechor. That's what we're saying. You're not allowed to write the get shechor. Right again, above when Rav Dimi said the name of Rav Yochanan, Misha Amar Prishas Misaso Plonis Shifchasi Al Yishtabduba. We say, don't enslave my shifcha. La'achar misi, kofen es ha-yorshin. After he dies, then you force him to write. That was Rav Dimi's statement. So we see that you are allowed to, that the children are allowed to write the get shechor.
And the Gemara assumes right here that you're writing get shechor on just the surah, even though the mamonis was paka.
Exactly.
So the Gemara is saying, we're misunderstanding something.
So you're allowed to write a get shechor, even the children. And the Gemara says, no, Rav Dimi tosahu. He was mistaken. He had made a mistake.
I'm just going to have to continue. What's the
topic? Okay. So what was my tooth? What was the mistake here? So, Dilo Amr B'Lashon Shechor, because he didn't say Lashon Shechor. But Ha Amr B'Lashon Shechor, Ha Hanami, had he said B'Lashon Shechor, had the father, instead of saying Ali Shabdu, if he said Lashon Shechor, Ein Hanami, it would have worked.
So you see, it's still Akasha. It's still Akasha because you see from Rav Dimi.
You can be Kofin.
Had he said it Lashon Shechor, we would have Kofin the children to get Shechor. Which seems to running in conflict with Ramamar's.
Uh huh.
Because they didn't have to.
So we see that you're allowed to write the.
So it's still Akasha.
So the Gemara ends up answering, Amrle Ana Kedirav Shmuel Bar Yehudas, really. I hold like Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, who holds what? So Rashi says, Krav Shmuel Bar Yehudas, really. The Amr Lo Amr Yochanan Kain, Lo Amr Lo Rav Ami Rav Asi Kain, the Chemin de Kamar Yasa Lo Kras Ruach, Lo Mana Kacha Yoshim Menu El Behen Tala. So I hold it like that position that only when you say Kras Ruach, are you allowed to force the children to write the get shechor? But if it's a situation where he only said shechor, then you can force the children to write the get shechor, because the dini isser does not is not morish to the children.
So here the whole union is whether he was, he said, beferish, hare ad bes bat chori.
No, this situation, we're talking about a case of mafkir, where there's no more dini mamonis, but there's dini iser. Does that dini iser pass down to the children?
Right, so the previous one we said, mai ta'uta de lo amra bilshon shichr, ha amra bilshon shichr, ha chinami, right?
Which sounds like you can pass it on.
Right.
And then the Gemara says, no, we don't hold like that opinion. We hold like the other opinion that even the Lashon Shichur, if the father said Lashon Shichur, it's still the Dini Isser would not pass down to the children. The only case that does work is if he says, Koris Ruach, special Din of Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei HaMeis. That's why it works. Not because you're passing down the Dini Isser to the children, but simply
would,
a Din.
But if he would tell his kids, when I die, be Meshachar her, it's the same thing. He would be working. Because at this point, she's still not. She's still Meshuabat.
If there's no, right. Exactly. If there's still Dini Mamonis that still exists when he dies, then it seemingly
then
it would
it
be.
It seems that it would be.
Yeah. Okay. Mara says, now, Hahu de Sakrasa, de Avdi, there's Dabin Lovi Kochavim. There was a certain like city of Avadim that they would sell the Jewish slaves to the Ovdi Kochavim. So, Kalu Marvasa Basre. So Rashi says, what does that mean here? Kalu Marvasa Basrei. Kalu adunayim ha'achorim ha'ovdi kochavim. So the masters are no longer masters. So when you sell, again, when you sell a Eved Kanani, it seems, and you sell an Eved Kanani, Rashi says, avadim shay Yisrael, so avdi kochavim, they're sold to the goyim, that mechira makes them free. The last masters, meaning the goyim who currently own them, are not considered owners. So also the Kamei de Ravina, they came in front of Ravina, the avadim themselves came in front, and wanted to be mutter to Benos Yisrael, they thought they were free. So Amr Lahu, so he says to these Avadim, Zilu Ahadru Abnei Marvasa Kamai. Go back to your initial owners, the Jewish owners, go to their children. V'yichtvulu Gita de Harusa, let them write for you a get shechar and let you go free. So Amr Le Rabbanan, the Ravina, Rabbanan challenged Ravina, V'ha'amar Amemar Hamafkir Abdu Meis Osa Eved Ein Lo Takana. How does that work? If the fathers are no longer alive, the children are not able to be writing a get shechar anymore if there's only Dini Isser that's left. Because when the master, Jewish master, sold to the goyim, that got rid of the dini mamonis. The dini iser is still stuck, but that dini iser cannot be affected.
It doesn't go away ever, technically. I'm
saying dini iser?
Yeah.
It does if you give it a give shich, get shichra. If you give a hefker, it
doesn't ever go away. Right.
So Amar Lahu, Ana Kravdimi Srili, I hold a Ravdimi that he thinks that the dini iser does pass on to the children, and then they can write the get shichra. So Amar Lahu, but the Rabbanan said to Ravina, the Ravdimi Tosi, he made a mistake. We don't paskin like him. Amalahu my tausa. What was the mistake? Dilo amr blush and shichur. Behal amr blush and shichur. Hachanami. His mistake was he thought al yishtabdu. That case doesn't pass down to the does pass down to the children. That's a mistake. But with the it's really his halacha would be correct if he said if the father said lush and shichur, then we would allow the dini iser to pass on to the children. Hilchasak ravino. That's how we paskim. So there seem to be three different examples of passing on to the children. There's Ali Shtabdu, there's a Shichur, and then there's the Koras Ruach. So previously we thought Koras Ruach was the only time it passes down to the children. Now the Gemara seems to say with the Ravina, not only is Koras Ruach give the ability to the children to be writing a Get Shichur, even in the middle case of Lashon Shichur will also allow the Dini Isser to pass on to the children as well for them to write a Get Shichur.
But based on the actual case Rav Dimi said, which is Ali Shtabdu, Bo, we're not going to force the children.
Exactly.
He didn't in that case.
Exactly. Actually, that case would not work.
Right. The original
they
case.
Could the children if they want to because they have Isser and they have mumbleness by them if they want, but you don't force them to because nothing happened.
Wrong Lashon.
Right. Okay.
The first case don't work.
Exactly. Ali Shabdu. Gemara now says the last few lines here. Ahu Avdu de Beitre. There's an Eved who is owned by two different masters. Kam Chaminai. One of them gets up. Bishachrei Lepalgen freed the half of his ownership. So now the Eved is half free. So Amar Idach, the other owner, says, wait a second, Hasha Shama Bei Rabban, and the Rabban are going to hear what happened. Umafsidili Minai, they're going to make me free the other half, based on the mission, based on the Shama. I don't want that. So he ran away. So what did he do? Also, Akni Levno Katan, he gives it over to his son, his little son who's under the age of 13. And the Gemara tells us in Sukkah that a Katan can be kone an object, but cannot be makne an object. Right? That's the Gemara talks about lulav. If you want to give your son to me, mekayim the mitzvah of lachem for lulav, so you can give it to him. Problem is, he can't give it back to you, so you don't have lachem for day two if you need to. If you live in a chutz la'aretz, so he could be kone things, and now they can't get it free. They can't force him to free the slave. That's what he did. Very, very smart businessman here. Problem was, they were smarter. Shalach Rav Yosef Brei de Rava lekame. So the Rav Yosef sent to Rav Papa. What do I do now? I'm stuck. So Shalach Le, Kashir Asa Ken Yase La, like he did to you, you will do to him. Gemula Yashav Lo Barosha, will give to what he deserves. He tried to trick us, we're going to trick him. What do they do? Anan Kimlan Biyunuka de Makarva Daita Lagavi Zizu. We know that this particular child, children in general, but this particular child, he likes money. So Mokmini Lapachapas, how this is going to work is a little bit complicated. We're going to appoint for him now Apachapas. So he has an Apachapas, and the Apachapas is going to pick for him what he wants best. So we have a very nice agent taking care of him. And what we're going to do is, going on to Memam Abayz now, Umikarka Keshle Zuze, we're going to throw some money in front of him, like a little carrot. Rashi says, Zuze is a davar muat liyinuka, a little small amount of money. We're going to entice him. And Rashi says, further, v'lo yitzarchu bezin lakofa, we're not going to force him to do anything, we can't force him. He's going to want to free him on his own, because he wants the money. And without the money, you can't force him. You're not allowed to force children to do anything. So you can't force him, but you can entice him. So he's going to say, I want that money, I'm willing to free him. But he can't do the actual kinin. He has the das there, but he can't do the maisa kinin. So therefore, so we're going to have the apachapas write the get shichur on his own, on his behalf of the child. And by doing that, he'll go through. Free.
The only component of apachapas because the father went away?
The father won't be willing to do it. Doesn't want to do the get shichur.
But can Basin decide to put an Hefker Basin Hefker?
Right, so that Tosa ends up writing, this all goes through a mechanism of Hefker Basin Hefker. Yeah, that's right. In essence what they're doing.
Right.
Otherwise, there's so many kashas
here. Because otherwise it makes no
sense. How do you point an Abachapas to a father?
Yeah.
So it gets very complicated, but Tosa simply says Hefker Basin Hefker, and that's how it works here.
And the Katan has the ability now to be Mafkir?
The Katan has the ability to Mafkir now, yeah. He has the Das. As long as we know he has a Das, and someone else does the Maisa Kinnin, so that combination will allow for it to work.
It's interesting. A lot of times you see he has to wait till he's a gadol. You have to wait till here. It's enough for him to...
Right. And the Rashi quotes the Gemara later on, which says, the mekach mekka, if he sells something, it actually works for a katan. You have to figure out how that works. How do you align that with the Gemara in Sukkah, which says he can't be machna things, but the Gemara in Gittin later on, Daphne Tess, says he can machna things. Okay. So Tosa just says it's really talking about Hefker based in Hefker. Someone just told me, actually, quick mais and chinech, he said someone once told him... I forget which Rabbi quoted, that a good way for chinuch is to always use money with children. I don't know what he really means by that, but kids like money. So it's very he wasn't learning the Daf Yomi, he just happens to be telling me as we're walking in here, what does that mean? So he said last night he had a lot of bags of groceries. So he said to his kids, 25 cents per bag you bring in. So his oldest kid ran out and took all the bags and got $3. So by bribing the kids, he said, that's a good way of chinuch, he told me. Whether that's true or not, I'm not going to say. But either way, we see certainly.
Next time, he's going to say, unless you give me money, I'm not going
to. Exactly. Right, I want more. I want a dollar bag. But we do see that even if a small amount of, for a quarter, was enough to entice his kids to do the.
5 towns
family. Okay. Says the Gemara. He's not a 5 towns family, though. But they live in the 5 towns, but I wouldn't call them a 5 towns family. Okay. Anyways, Tanur Rabbanan, the Gemara says 2 lines down. Tanur Rabbanan ha'omer asisi ploni avdi ben chorin. If he says, I'm making my eved a ben chorin, or he says, asui ben chorin, I already made him a ben chorin, or he says, harehu ben chorin, he is a ben chorin, all those are good languages, harehu rather ben chorin, he is a ben chorin. But let's say he writes, asana ben chorin, I want to make him a ben chorin. Rabbi omer kona, that works, and chacham omer lo kona, that doesn't work. Why? What's the machlokas here? So the Rashi explains, asana bo chorin, Rabbi omer kona, I want to make him a free person with this shichra that I'm about to give him. And then Rashi says, it's a promise, but it's not a, you're using the mechanism, I will do it, it's lashon asid. So therefore, Chacham think that the future tense will not work. And Rabbi Yochanan just qualifies that this whole discussion of statements of text is really v'chulim mishtar. It's all about what's written in the shtar. Will this work or will this not work?
So he's actually at this moment giving him a shtar.
Exactly.
And he's saying, you will be free.
Exactly.
So Chaim say no, it must be talking about a different shtar. It's not this shtar.
Chaim say no, exactly. I'm promising you that I will give another shtar down the line. But this is not the...
Not it. Yeah.
Right. Mar has another discussion, another braisa, Tanu Rabbanan, Haomer Nasati Sade Plonis. I gave this Sade Leploni to Reuven, or Nasun Leploni, it's been given to him already. Hare Hishalo, or saying it is his. Hare He Hishalo, all those work, it's his. At the Nen Leploni, if I say I will give to him, again, Rabbi Meir, not Rabbi, but Rabbi Meir Omer Kana, and Chachamim Omerim Lo Kana, again, the same Achlokas, Rabbi Yochanan, Fuhul Mishar, same idea, but this is regarding selling, and the previous case was about Shechr. Tanur Rabbanan, new Brisa tells us that Ha'omer Asisi Ploni Avdi Ben Chorin, I made my Avdi Ben Chorin, but who Omer Lo Asanu? He says, no, he never freed me. So what's the halacha? Chayshin and Shema Zicha Lo Aide Acher, he's going to be free, because we assume perhaps he gave it to some other party to be Zoch on behalf of the Avdi, and now the Avdi's a Ben Chorin. But let's say the master says, Kasafti Venasati Lo, I wrote and I gave it to him. I didn't give it to anybody else. I handed him to get Shechor, and yet the Eved who Omer Lo Kasavli, he wrote me nothing, but Lo Nasanli gave me nothing. Hodas Baldin Kamei Edim Dami, and his testimony that he didn't accept anything works like 100 Edim, and therefore Rechoshish that maybe he isn't freed.
Didn't we see that whether you apply Zachin by Eved is a machlokas?
Right.
That we saw, yes. Chamer is the right mayor. So we're taking the position, which I think was a Tanakamba, that it does work.
So I also think that if it's
not, right. If the guy says, I gave a field to Reuben, Viloploni, Vahu Amar Lo Nasanli, he didn't give me anything. Chashin and Shema Zicha Lo Aide Acher, we assume maybe he gave it to him through someone else, through the concept of Zachin. So I was just looking at Tosa for a second. So we assume that maybe he gave it to Reuven through someone else, and therefore Reuven does currently own the Sada. But let's say the seller, the mocher, says, Kasaf Sivan Asati Lo, I wrote, and I gave the Lokech, I gave Reuven the Shtar Mechira, Vahu Amar Lo Kasav Lo Nasanli, and the potential purchaser says, I didn't get anything from him. Hodas Baldin Kmeyedim Dami, and that testimony tells us that it doesn't work, it's not his, because he never received anything, and we trust his admission. So the question becomes now, mi ochel peres, who eats it? The mocher says he sold it. So really, the mocher has no rights to it. Lokeach says he didn't own it. So now does that allow the mocher to continue to eat it? So if chiz tamar nosin ochel peres, the giver gives it, because the fact that the receiver denies getting it, so it must be not a good sale, and the nosin, the mocher, gets to eat from the peros. Rab amar mishalshin is a peres. No, it's a suffik. And what you have to do is give it to a third party, and no one's allowed to eat it. The third party is going to protect the fruit. And then it's stuck. Yeah, Achiv Eliyahu. Yeah, but from the other hand, also, but the giver also, he also says, I agree that I gave it.
I understand, but the guy, big deal.
So now,
meaning for sure, it's going to go to a third party. Could even be
no,
split.
Not to eat it. They're not the third party's not eating it. They're just watching a shomer to make sure none of them eat it, because no one, we don't know.
It's
they're
an
not
escrow account.
Right.
That's exactly what it is. So it's stuck.
But it would seem that when he says, no, you didn't give it to me, he's just saying, okay, you know what, I don't want it.
So then you need a Maisa Kinyan for it to go back.
But there was no Maisa Kinyan.
But Nosin thinks there was a Maisa Kinyan. It's not a typical case. Most people would argue that both are ours. It's unlikely both will say it's neither of ours.
Right.
Very unlikely, but we have some honest people here.
That place.
No, these are good people, I think. These are Yashu people. So then the Gemara says, the truth is, lo pliga, there really is no machlokas here. Hub abba, hub brar. One's talking about the father, one's talking about the son. Meaning what? So Rashi says, the last few lines, around 10 lines up from the bottom, hub abba, hub brar, im mekabel matan, if the one receiving the gift or receiving the field, atma b'chayim, v'amr lo nasanli, neman v'ochel hanosin is a peros. If he said, I never received anything, then we really trust him, like you said, and then the seller, the giver, gets to eat everything. Because right. If the mekabel says, I never received anything, so it must have been a mistake, he must have had a dream. But aval im mace, let's say the makabel died. Ubeno, and the son, Amar lo nasan tzadezil abba, you didn't give it to my father. Then the son really doesn't know. So that's a suffix. Then we don't really know whether he has ownership or not. And in such a situation, that's when we say you keep it in a third party in an escrow account. Okay, should we go weiter? What time is it? Yeah, we have time. Let's do the mission and go to the Gemara a little bit. The next staff, we have time. The Mishnah tells us, Eved Shaso Rabba Apotiki Lachem. So an Eved who's made to be an Apotiki, which means, let's say the Lova can't pay the loan, so he had a point, he had designated his Eved as the Apotiki, the point of payment to the Malva if I can't pay back the money. So he sets aside his Eved as an Apotiki.
Because they're like Kark, is that what it is?
Yes. It's like, the
Gemara. You're not allowed to give Metaltim like Apotiki, right?
Right, exactly. Gemara talks about Avadim being the Karka. That's the Gemara Baba Kama talks about. Whether Eved is the kikarka or not. So they appoint him to be an apotiki. Vishichro, now what happens is, me the Lova, I freed him. So now he's free, and you can't collect him anymore. He's not my property. So what's the halacha? Shuras hadin, ein ha'eved chayv klum, el mepnei tikkun olam, kofenes rabov oso ben chorin. The kos of law, kos of shtar al damyof. Confusing what this means. But literally what it means is, mikadin, The Eved is not obligated to pay anything. He's completely free. You're allowed to free an Eved, even though there's apotiki, and he goes free. But because of Tikkun Olam, we force the master, we'll see which master we're referring to, the first master or potentially the second master, and we force him to write a Get Shechor, and we make the Eved free. Even though he's already really free, it's been paid Tikkun Olam, we have to make us another Get Shechor here. And then he has to write a Get Shtar on his Damav that the Eved has to owe the money that he was initially supposed to be the point of collection. Very, very unclear what's going on here. The Gemara is going to explain. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Eino Kosev Ela Meshachar. He doesn't write anything, he just simply frees him. There's no need to write Kosev as Damav. The Eved owes no money. So let's figure out what's going on here. So firstly, the Gemara says, Eved Shalso Arab Apotiki Veshichraro. So Mishichraro, who was the one who freed the Eved? I own the Eved, he's my Apotiki, to pay back Adam. Who freed him? So I'm a Rabbi Rishon, I freed my Eved. He was my Eved, I freed him. Shura Sadin, Ein Ha'Eved Chayv Klum L'Rabbi Sheni. Now the Eved owes nothing to the Rabbi Sheni. The Eved never made the agreement. He was just appointed as an object, but he owes nothing. K'dirava, Dama Rava, Hekdei Shechametz, V'Shichur, Mafkin, Midei Shibud. There are three situations. Let's say I appointed an apotiki, or there's some Shibud, there's a lien on my property. And I made that property hektish. Now there's no longer a lien anymore. Or let's say that property was chametz, and Pesach came along, and now there's Isser chametz. That Isser chametz removes the lien. Or if I freed my Eved, like our case, it removes the lien. So we see that I'm able to be mafkir, I'm able to be meshachar rather my Eved, and there's no longer a lien. So my Eved owes no money anymore.
The Gemara uses the rabo sheni when it really has nothing. It's not his rabo, right?
Correct, it's not. But it could have been his rabbo, had he had to collect it. Exactly. So, completely free. There's no obligations to mitzah the Eved. Ella, mipnei tikkun olam. Because of tikkun olam, what's the tikkun olam here? Shema yimatzenu b'shuk. Maybe the rabbo Shane is going to find this Eved in the shuk and say, wait a second, you're mine. V'yom elo avdiata, you are my Eved, because I was supposed to collect you. It wasn't right that the lover freed you. And what's going to happen? You're going to say, Rashi says, v'yoti laza banav. And then this poor guy who's a free guy and his children with marrying a baschorin, they're going to claim that his children are avadim. So because of that tikkun olam of not people and the Rabbi Sheni not saying this, we're therefore kofenes Rabbi Sheni v'osa also ben chorin. We go to the Rabbi Sheni to make sure this doesn't happen. Write for him get shechura. This way the Eved has this proof that you can never claim that he or his children are avadim. But in addition to that though, you have to be kosev Eved shtar al damav. Now the Eved has to write a shtar that he owes money to the balchov though, which is fascinating. The Eved now. Eved did nothing wrong. He was simply an object. But now he becomes the obligation falls upon him to pay back the Rabbi Sheni. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Ein Ha'Eved Kosev Ela Meshachar. Kosev, he doesn't have to do anything. The Eved was simply an object. He's freed. He's good to go. There's no obligation of the Eved to write a Ksav Damov. So what's the machlokas here? And we'll stop here.
The other person has to. The first Rav has
to. He owes money still.
Sure.
He owes money. So B'mai Kamifki, what's the machlokas here? When the guy is mazik his lien, I owe you money. I mazik the lien. That was your lien, the Eved. I mazik it by you, by freeing him. So the mar saver chayiv, mar saver pata. When I mazik a shibud, a lien, do I owe money or do I not owe money? So one opinion things that you do, one opinion things you don't owe money. So this is, we have to continue. This is part of a whole longer discussion. But that's...
I don't think nowadays banks would hold that you don't.